This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague, Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And I go to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection press release in these last weeks. We, CBP, recognize that Justice Dema Rice cited an erroneous record to justify Mr. Martin's months-long imprisonment. The inclusion of this inaccurate record in CBP's official systems remains under investigation. Mary, good evening to you. We need the backstory. Who's Dema Rice? Who's Martins? And what erroneous record? Good evening, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. And this is big news from Customs and Border Protection because they rarely admit that they have are less than perfect. And here we have them saying that an entry record for a guy called Felipe Martins on December 30th, 2022 is fake, and they're taking it down officially, and they are continuing to investigate how it got there. Super important. It's important because Felipe Martins was a close advisor to former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and the judge in this case, justice in the Supreme Court in Brazil, who is De Moraes, is trying to put not only Bolsonaro, who's already been convicted, but also Felipe Martins in jail. And he's been at this since the beginning of 2024. And he, in order to squeeze Felipe Martins, who at the time, way back when in February of 2024, was a free man, Justice De Moraes turned to the records at Customs and Border Patrol and accused Felipe Martins of having left the country without notifying Brazilian authorities, as is the law. So he branded him a flight risk, and he put him in jail. And he held him in jail for 183 days. During that time, for 10 days, he was kept in a cell with no lights, no windows, solitary confinement. It was a form of torture. And what De Moraes was after was to try to squeeze information out of this close advisor to Bolsonaro in his case against both the former president and his close associates in the accusation that they hatched a coup plot against President Lula, who's currently the president. So I'm sorry that sounds a little bit confusing, but the short route to take on this is that De Moraes wanted to get Felipe Martins in jail so he could squeeze him, torture him like he did, and hopefully get some kind of a confession out of him about the coup plot that he was trying to prove against Bolsonaro and his associates. And this CBP document was extremely helpful in that effort. This was what he used to put Felipe Martins in jail and keep him there for more than 6 months. And so the question is, how could U.S. Customs and Border Protection create a fake document like that on someone that helps a foreign Supreme Court justice put this guy in jail? It seems like there's some malfeasance here that we, as Americans, deserve to get to the bottom of.
In other words, national security was breached in some fashion, and it has
for sure.
It has a name attached and it has a motive attached, and we don't have either of those things. Someone went into the digital CBP records and created a so-called I-94, a document with bad information on it, as if that was evidence of Martin's lying to De Moraes. We don't know who that someone is, and we don't know their motive. Is that correct, Mary?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I mean, one thing that's interesting is the immigration lawyer in Florida who's working on the case from our country, told me that when she initially looked for the I-94, she was told by Orlando that it didn't exist. I mean, his name was on something called Travel History Webpage, but the Travel History Webpage is not used for legal purposes. It's a convenience place that the CBP puts up there in case you are asked when you're filling out forms, you know, when was the last time where you were in the U.S.? And this is supposed to help you. You can go there and, oh, yeah, I visited 2 years ago on a in March or something. And so they have that webpage, but that's not a legal record. The legal record is the I-94. She called and said, I see his name on the travel history webpage, but I want to see the I-94 because I don't see one. And Orlando told her in March of 2024, there is no I-94. The last time he was in the country was September 2024, which he had notified Brazilian authorities of. So, you know, everything seemed fine. And a month later, an I-94 suddenly appeared in Orlando. So someone created that document, and that's what I think Americans and Brazilians deserve to know.
Demarais used that document to jail Martins as part of an effort to extract false information from him to feed into the national narrative that there was a coup against Lula da Silva, jailing Bolsonaro and now looking to jail more of his cabinet, and also influenced the political landscape in Brazil profoundly. This is the same Demarais who's under severe sanctions by the Trump administration for his abuse called lawfare of Bolsonaro and the Brazilian people. However, I want to make sure that I have this correct, Mary. Not only was the document created, but it was created with bad information on it. The wrong yes. first name and a canceled passport number. So whoever did this did not have good information or was working hastily. Therein lies more of the mystery. Is CBP pursuing this because this is evidence that their files have been violated?
Well, let me just comment, John, that you did an excellent job there of summarizing this situation, much better than I did. His name was it wasn't just the wrong name, but it was his name, but misspelled. So he spells his name F-I-L-I-P-E. And they spelled it with an E-F-E-L-I-P-E, which is the way you normally spell it in both Portuguese and Spanish. And then there was a canceled passport number. So, yes, whoever made that entry, maybe they got the information over the telephone and they didn't see the spelling of his name. And whoever fed it to them was using an old passport that has since been canceled. So, there's
and
that's another...
That supported the case that Demarais used to jail Martins.
Yes, and when the lawyer called them and said, look, this I-94 is fake, obviously, because his name is misspelled, it's the wrong passport number, it wasn't there a month ago, why is it suddenly there? Then she inquired about that. She hung up the phone, they fixed the spelling and changed the passport number. So someone was very intent on getting this to stick in Orlando because it was an important entry in CBP's records for purposes of Justice de Moraes.
To be continued. However, I note that this press release is very unusual. Is that correct, Mary? We've got 30 seconds.
I've been told by people who've worked inside CBP that they've never seen anything like this. And as I started out in the beginning saying that the agency doesn't usually admit its mistakes. So it's notable that they've admitted it. And it's also right. notable that they say that the investigation continues.
The title of the press release, CBP Statement on Review of Entry Records for Philippe Martins. Philippe is spelled F-I-L-I-P-E. Mary Anastasio Grady for The Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.